This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Whitehead is the founder and the CEO of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. He joins me live. John, welcome back to the program. We have an amazing case that the Rutherford Institute is now working with the family of a young man from Fairfax County who committed suicide. Who is Nick Steuben, John, and what happened?
Well, Nick Steuben is a sophomore at Woodson High School in Fairfax. Until last November, he was suspended for buying a single capsule of what's called JWH-018. It's a synthetic compound that supposedly has marijuana-like effects, but the story that we get, it really doesn't have that kind of effect. But he had a single capsule. He bought it from a fellow student, and the school officials suspended him immediately with recommendation for expulsion. He was out of class for 2 months. There was a school disciplinary hearing. His mother has Lou Gehrig's disease. The both parents, the father and the mother, very intelligent people who both are colonels, former colonels in the military, and Nick read a statement and said take his mother's illness into account. You got to talk about a single effect of something that was legal. It wasn't violent or whatever. And he's on the football team, and that was his support system. And so school didn't listen to anything. It was quite adversarial proceeding. The family was warned not to bring a lawyer, and they should have brought a lawyer, by the way. And no transcript was made of the hearing, and several weeks later, the boy committed suicide in his family's home. And it's a very, very tragic story. And this, by the way, this happened in 2009, also in the same school. A young 17-year-old was facing a second disciplinary hearing, and he killed himself. So what we're asking the school district is to really create a system whereby students will automatically have a right to an attorney. There will be an impartial judge, and that would be very easy to do. I've been in contact with the superintendent of schools there, hopefully to work closer with them and develop a system where what we had called procedural due process, I mean, criminals, you think about this, your worst criminals in America have better protection than a kid in school that does something that's not even illegal that schools don't like. And I think we could avoid this. This kid, he should have been kept in school, the same school where he wanted to be, and unfortunately he wasn't.
It's 5:21. If you just joined us, we're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute about the tragic and sad case of Nick Steuben, a sophomore football player at W.T. Woodson High School in Fairfax County, recently committed suicide after having been, John, suspended for owning a legal substance, and tried to get back into school, tried to be heard, and they just ran him out on a rail. And it's just really, really tragic how they treated this kid.
Yeah, I think it's had an impact. I mean, our letter obviously shook it up. It was the lead story in the Washington Post today, and a couple of the board members have actually made statements. They want to reconsider it. But part of the problem, we're going to be addressing the Virginia the Virginia legislature, because believe it or not, in Virginia, in a disciplinary hearing like this, it's not even mandated that the parents can be there. The school can just go ahead and hold a hearing without the parents. I think what we need to understand is that these are not fully grown adults, most of these kids. They're 13 and 14 years old. They're being subjected to these kind of what I would call almost like military tribunals in some schools, and it's obviously having a detrimental effect. You know, we have another case that got a lot of publicity where a young man was shooting his little plastic spitballs out of pen casing. He was thrown out for 3 months. I mean, what they're not doing in the schools is they need to make a more humane process. They need to think about when they move these kids to another school or they throw them out for a half a year over what I used to do on a routine basis in school. The long-term effects on these kids, both in terms of their career, their psychological well-being. I mean, Andrew Michael, the kid that we're representing, he was on his way to Annapolis. Now he can't go to Annapolis because he shot a couple what we would call plastic spitwads in the hallway. So there definitely needs to be a revision of how we deal with these kids.
Yeah. We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. And as you point out, John, this tragic case of Nick Steuben in Fairfax County committing suicide after having been suspended from school and, you know, just getting, you know, a deaf ear from the school administration when he tried to get back into school. This is part of a larger trend that is not just Virginia. It's all across this country. This one size fits all, and more and more and more, these schools are becoming places that we just don't recognize. They're nothing like the schools that we grew up in years, decades ago.
Yeah, a 9-year-old is thrown out of school for bringing Legos to school. One of the Legos actually had, he was kicked out for several months because he brought in a Lego that had a little gun on it. It was a policeman, and it was wedded to the hands of the Lego. His father's a policeman, by the way. Those are the kind of cases we're seeing. I mean, they're just crazy. And so supposedly that violates a zero-tolerance policy against weapons. Another case where an 8-year-old was thrown out of school for bringing a hat in. He had American flags that were glued to the hat. On the bill of the hat, he had the little plastic soldiers that I used to play with all the time, the ones that are crawling in. They're just green plastic soldiers with weapons. Thrown out of school for violating a weapons policy. So, yeah, this idea that we can just kick kids out. You know, several years ago, Jesse Jackson came out and attacked these policies as being racist in the inner cities, moving kids out and putting them on the streets. I don't think we want to do that. What I keep arguing with these schools is keep them in school. You know, some of these cases are one-day detention, maybe 10-day suspension at most. These are not violent behaviors we're seeing.
Yeah. We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. You can learn more online at Rutherford.org. John, where do you think this case is going to go now? You've sent the letter to the administration. The Washington Post has it front page today. What's the next step?
Well, I've been going back and forth with the superintendent. I think they're listening. You know, some of the board members have, and this has really affected several of the board members. I think they're going to revise the policies. We're going to watch it closely. We're going to propose something to the Virginia legislature to make sure that there is some kind of procedure set up where you have neutral, you know, someone who is neutral in these proceedings. It's not just school officials who are obviously not neutral. And I think in these cases where a kid's facing either expulsion for a long period of time or it's going to be transferred to another school, they need an attorney present. And I think there needs to be a clear policy of how they're thinking about these things. We can't. We got to think about how this affects the kids psychologically the rest of their lives. I mean, these are records that will track them now.
Yeah.
They're 14, they're 13 years old until they go through college. If they want to be a federal judge someday, they will never be a federal judge.
Well, John, I think the whole point is that the school is not thinking. I mean, that's the takeaway that I get from these crazy zero tolerance policies is that the schools don't have to think then about the particulars and the nuances of each individual case. It's all just one size fits all, and you have these insane results.
Yeah, I think it's become a very bureaucratic process where we're not thinking about the kids. The kids that I deal with, and Bill Clinton said it 3 or 4 years ago. He said the safest place a child could be in America is a public school. I agree. I think we need to stop treating these kids like they're suspects in a police state because, it teaches them a really bad lesson, and that is they really don't have any rights. And I think if we set up appropriate procedures in the schools on these disciplinary hearings, we could show them that, hey, yeah, there really is due process in America. We get a fair hearing. We're treated fairly. We do have rights.
Yeah.
And I think not only would we treat the kids better, we would teach them a good lesson.
John Whitehead is with the Rutherford Institute. We'll continue to track this story as it develops. You can read about it in today's Washington Post. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.